Welcome to Folk Box and the Voice of Russia, a weekly feature for all those who love folk music with me, your host, Svetlana Yakimenko. And I'm very happy to welcome you to the program. In case you're wondering where we are right now, well, we're in the Russian woods in summer, judging by the birdsong in central Russia. Their voices are imitated with amazing conviction by folk wind instruments. Summer is such a brief period of time in our part of the world. All the more reason to dedicate this feature to it, since summer is in its prime right now. And in true Russian folklore style, we've decided to call this program Summer's Crown. There exists an opinion that summer folklore is not particularly rich, all due to natural reasons, summer being such a busy time for the village folk, the custodians of folk traditions. But how could it be possible? Everything that accompanied man all year round could not be expected to suddenly grind to a halt, right? Why, every single leaf, every blade of grass sings out. So I'm prepared to insist that summer brings with it its own garland of delightful folk melodies, as you can witness now for yourselves with the help of this miniature song about the most ordinary woodland glade. It's an easy guess that up next in the program is the Shepherd's Pipe. None of civilization's newest gadgets can ever take the place of this artless instrument. With an area of importance, contemporary scientists report the results of their studies. Sheep and cattle show signs of a most beneficial response to music. Well, don't you think they guessed all about that thousands of years ago? So the shepherd picked up his pipe, and at once the herd reacted to it. To this day, no self-respecting shepherd will venture out with a herd without thus being armed with this vitally important instrument. And artless though the instrument may be, it is nonetheless capable of producing a wide array of diverse melodies. Moreover, for the cattle and sheep, each one of these tunes is imbued with particular significance, meaning either it's time to graze, or say it's time to be heading off home. Day, I was walking in Moscow and spied a girl coming towards me wearing a lovely white linen blouse embroidered with red. Now, that is a typical tradition of northern regions, this combination of white and red. Looking closely, I could discern in the pattern female figures, arms uplifted to the heavens. Believe it or not, this pattern dates back 1,000 years, with a figure representing the ancient goddess of the original Slavs, Makosh. Her arms are raised to the skies in an appeal to the heavens for rain. In summer, one can generally see and hear things that are linked with really ancient times. Take the summer feast of burial of Kostroma. I cannot even surmise how ancient it is, thousands of years old. To this day, they have a tradition of burning a straw effigy named Kostroma on the day of the feast, the magic of the fire, said to bring fertility. So you see, the straw figure is burnt, the ashes scattered in the river, and after that, one is supposed to mourn it.
Oh,
Just think, even in children's summer folklore, there are a great many ancient symbolics. For example, the rain chant from the still popular children's story Flourish that goes, "Rain, rain, come down thick. I'll trade you for some gruel thick. Rain down upon us hard to water Mother Earth." And here's a harbinger from those ancient times when all forces of nature were deified. The rain, wind, or in summer, the rainbow. You were to mentally visualize yourself walking under it, and then the earth and the skies would grant you strength and vigor to last a whole year. O you rainbow-colored arch, guide me to the meadows, to the onion and the garlic and the pot of kisil. The pulse beats fast, the nose twitches, and the heart thrills with joy. Greatly loved by Russian children fairy tale about Kolobok, the fat round bun that ran away from grandpa and grandma on an adventure. However, due to lack of experience in life, the witless bun ends up being gobbled up by a crafty fox. This artless tale is nonetheless imbued with very ancient symbolism. The round bread bun symbolizes the sun, a symbol that can be seen on images of the old Slav gods. They are shown holding exactly such rounded loaves as a symbol of fertility of nature. So much for a simple folk fairy tale. Kolobok, fat round bun made of flour mixed with sour cream and baked in an oven. Crown is the title of today's edition of Folk Box. All the more reason to recall the most numerous group of summer songs about the berries. The berry picking season is very much in evidence at the moment. I myself have been spending hours in the woods gathering wild strawberries, blueberry and raspberries. You know, they say that some 10 or so glasses of forest fresh wild strawberry will give your immune system an invigorating jolt to last a whole year. Other berries are still only ripening, red huckleberry or red rowan, but the Russian folklore elegizes them in advance to bring on a richer, more plentiful harvest. The summer folklore has melodies for all eventualities of life. For example, there's a special song for the July haytime. The grass in July is supposed to be the sweetest. So are you prepared to agree with me? Have I convinced you that the Russian summer, albeit but brief, offers a wealth of enchanting melodies to last a lifetime? You're listening to Folkbox and the Voice of Russia. Tune in same time every week. Bye.